keep the circle whole.
Thank you. A foundation in Oakland. She's been involved in nuclear disarmament, peace, and environmental advocacy at the local, national, and international levels for over 20 years. Since 1994, she's participated as an accredited non-governmental organization representative in 10 negotiating sessions of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty and Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. In 1995, Ms. Cavazzo co-founded the Abolition 2000 Global Network to eliminate nuclear weapons, which has grown to include more than 2,000 organizations in 90 countries. She currently serves on the International Coordinating Committee of Abolition 2000, the Consultative Council of the Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy, and the Advisors Group of the Peace Resources Cooperative in Japan. Please welcome Jackie Cavazzo.
Let's hear it for all of you. I'm going to take a picture. You look fantastic. Twenty years ago, on June 21st, 1982, more than a million people gathered in New York City's Central Park to demonstrate their opposition to the escalating nuclear arms race. The same day, thousands of nonviolent protesters converged here on the Livermore Lab. More than 1,300 people were arrested trying to symbolically shut down the lab. That demonstration was really important because it helped to focus public attention on the lab and its secret work, designing and developing nuclear weapons. And we're here today because that work is still going on today. When the Cold War ended, nuclear weapons didn't go away. Advanced weapons concept teams have been newly established at the Livermore Lab here, as well as at the Los Alamos and the Sandia National Lab. And their job, which you're paying for, is to dream up more usable nuclear weapons. And the recently leaked nuclear cost review identifies new scenarios in which the U.S. might use nuclear weapons. In 1982, think back, for those of you who were around then, the Cold War was at its height, and Ronald Reagan was president. In order to protect America from the evil empire, or so we were told, Reagan presided over the biggest nuclear arms buildup in history. Then he came up with the idea for Star Wars, a defensive shield which he claimed would make nuclear weapons obsolete. Today, George W. Bush is president, unbelievably. In order to protect America from the axis of evil, or so we're told, the nuclear post review gives us a new strategic triad consisting of offensive strike forces. This includes the old strategic triad of sea-launched ballistic missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and strategic bombers. Defenses, including missile defenses, ranging from ground-based interceptors to the son of Star Wars. And a revitalized research and development infrastructure. That includes the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Its role in U.S. foreign policy has been elevated to one corner of the new strategic triad. Far from liquidating the legacy of the Cold War, the Bush administration's real nuclear agenda is fewer but newer. Nuclear weapons will be integrated into a broad spectrum of war-fighting capabilities intended to protect U.S. interests and investments around the world, and you know what those are. For more than 50 years, the world has been held hostage to the threat of nuclear annihilation, while ordinary people around the world overwhelmingly currently support nuclear disarmament. Our voices have been silenced by a handful of governments led by our own, who claim for themselves the right to possess and threaten the use of nuclear weapons of mass destruction in the name of national security. Well, I have news for you. I have news for our government. It's time to throw away the idea of national security. And it's time to talk about human security.
Oh!
Human security means the security of each individual in her home, in her family, in her community, in her job, and in her environment. And that kind of security applies equally to people in Iraq, Afghanistan, China, Iran, the United States, and every other country on Earth.
Yeah.
And the requirements for that kind of security are food, shelter, medicine, education, maybe some arts, some culture, not weapons of mass destruction. And guess what? If you provided that kind of human security, the root causes of conflict, poverty and injustice, would also be addressed, and there would be less causes for conflict. So recognizing the dangers of new arms races implicit in U.S. national security policies can be kind of overwhelming. And implementing the long-term goals of disarmament is a daunting task. But identifying some of the interim steps that should be taken is pretty easy. And non-governmental organizations, like many of us here, have developed exhaustive lists of recommendations to show the way. What is lacking is political will on the part of the world's most powerful state. The United States should renounce the nuclear posture review and instead make good on its non-proliferation treaty commitments. Let me just give you a few of the concrete steps that could and should be taken. We know what they are. We just need to persuade the government to do them. Immediately halt all efforts aimed at improving the military capabilities of nuclear weapons, including research and development for mini nukes and the robust nuclear earth penetrator.
Yes.
Pretty clear, don't you think? Halt plans for upgrades to existing weapons research and production facilities, and forego building new facilities, including those for plutonium pit manufacturing and tritium production. Together with Russia, take all nuclear weapons off hair trigger alert.
Yeah.
Ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, and instead of having stockpile stewardship to replace nuclear testing, close the Nevada test site.
Yeah.
Initiate sweeping verifiable real reductions in both strategic long-range and tactical short-range nuclear weapons and their delivery systems. Good. How about initiating multilateral negotiations to eliminate nuclear weapons worldwide? Isn't that a good idea? How about initiating multilateral negotiations to eliminate ballistic missiles? That's the delivery systems. How about halting the delivery of ballistic missile defenses, including theater missile defenses? How about supporting the new Russian-Chinese initiatives to ban weapons in outer space?
Yeah!
And how about strengthening the monitoring and verification protocols to the Biological and Chemical Weapons Conventions as an alternative to nuclear weapons counterproliferation? We know what to do. That's not the problem. But we have got to make our voices heard, so it's fantastic that you're here today. I want to close with a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. in his 1964 Nobel Prize speech. Because I believe, like Dr. King, that nonviolence is the only alternative to nuclear weapons. He said, "We must fix our vision not merely on the negative expulsion of war, but upon the positive affirmation of peace. We must see that peace represents a sweeter music, a cosmic melody that is far superior to the discords of war. Somehow, we must transform the dynamics of the world power struggle from the negative nuclear arms race, which no one can win, to a positive contest to harness man's creative genius for the purpose of making peace and prosperity a reality for all the nations of the world. In short, we must shift the arms race into a peace race. If we do, if we have the will and determination to mount such a peace offensive, we will unlock hitherto tightly sealed doors of hope and transform our imminent cosmic elegy into a psalm of creative fulfillment. Let us take up Dr. King's call today when we march to the gates of the Lawrence Livermore Nuclear Weapons Laboratory and say, stop the bomb where it starts. Thank you.
Let's begin to boil with Ben Blanken. When they rocked the Big Apple to its foundation, couldn't see straight, too much smoke was in the air. I couldn't hear clear through the agony and despair. There was metal, concrete, paper floating everywhere. The dust was mixed with flesh and blood, skin and bones and hair. Bammo! Bammo! We're hurt on Uncle Sam. The Twin Towers weren't the only things that fell. A whole lot of illusion down with them as well. We all stood naked. The fear was so thick you could almost taste it. No class, no credit or cash can buy relief. The things are falling from the sky and crashing through the street. It was a terrible thing. World changed overnight. So hard to heal, so hard to put right. A grim harvest of souls like the brave ones who rushed near. Meanwhile, the beast could not contain a grin. The nation was reeling like a giant that got stung. Groping, off balance, hungry for retaliation. Liquid pain quickly hardened into rage. All the war dogs were let out of the cage. No one was laughing, nothing was funny. No more counting bodies, no more counting money. Try to do my best to navigate my sphere through this changing reality. If I look a little bit closer, it's kind of hard not to see. Every pumped up flag waving drive of an SUV. There's 100,000 people in a third world country struggling, suffering, families falling apart. What is bad food gone? No hope, no heart. Is it just me? Or did anyone else catch the irony? The same mindset that nuked the citizens of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Got tanks in the Holy Land. Assassins with an iron fist.
Torture camps, point fingers at the terrorists!
Turn the spotlight to Afghanistan.
Do some outrage to stand.
The problem is that they're so poor.
There's nothing left to bomb no more.
They brought back home the president.
To keep a stream of crushed
and
land.
And the man of the brave and the home and the free.
You're not allowed to disagree!
Speak of peace and love or just ask why. You might get a visit from the FBI! Someday New Yorkers may come to understand they have more in common with the people of Afghanistan than the multinational corporations riding all our backs. What motivated the thinking behind these attacks? New Yorkers, just like Baghdad, they won't forget just because it's no longer on the TV set. Missing faces, missing places, human souls with holes that won't stop bleeding. Hungry for the healing that they're needing.
The healing that they're needing.
Oh yes, the healing that they're needing.